This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Folk Festival's 2016 Most Wanted Band, and they've got two international folk radio songs, two indie music award wins. 10,000 Days Like These is the most recent album from Low Lily. Today we have Liz Simmons and Flynn Cohen, two-thirds of Low Lily, here on the Folk Show. Welcome. Glad you're here.
Thanks so much for having us.
That tune, Sean Colvin tune, right?
Yes.
Why'd you pick that one?
Oh, we just love her. And the more that you, more time you spend writing songs, the more you look for music and that you love that other people have written and notice the finer points. And we just think she's such a great songwriter.
Liz, what did you find in that tune that attracted you first?
I think There's something about the story and the chorus and the way that the verses and chorus move together. It's just a very beautiful arc.
Mm-hmm. It is an arc, and it's like, I think it has a nice beat. It's really kind of catchy.
That too, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can dance to it. No, I'm just
joking. True story.
So you've got some shows coming up with Lissa Schneckenberger that we want to make sure we tell people about.
Yes.
But first, before we launch into that and talk about your December performances for the Winter Solstice, let's talk about what Low Lily's been up to. What about this new release from you folks? How new is it now for you?
It's a 2018 release. Because we won the Independent Music Awards for the title track this past June, the sort of momentum has kind of kept going from that release.
It's extending the publicity
cycle. Isn't
that
nice? Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. But we played a lot of the folk festivals this summer, and that kept us very busy. And we are, as you mentioned, heading into a few solstice shows coming up with the great Matt Flinner as our collaborator.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Matt Flinner is a mandolin player who's really well known in the bluegrass realm and beyond.
Yes.
Certainly, yeah.
Yeah. And so you've had your hand in bluegrass music before too, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
For a long time.
And so is that what the Dead String Ensemble kind of focused their attention on?
Dead String Ensemble was something I put together to play all my original instrumental
music. Okay, gotcha.
John McGann was my other bluegrass person in the group, and then we had a couple other guys, Matt Heaton and Danny Novak, who came more from Irish traditional music and popular music, so sort of a fusion of everything. But I played in regular bluegrass bands for a long time when I was young, back when I could sing really high and play really fast.
And other instruments that you play? You play the guitar.
Guitar and mandolin are my main instruments in the group, mm-hmm. and I sing a little bit. Still working on that.
And what about you, Liz? Vocals and guitar?
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty much your focus?
That's my focus. I do play piano in my spare time, but have yet to bring that onto the stage.
Okay. And what do you use when you're doing your songwriting?
I do use guitar and piano.
Okay.
I really like writing on the piano.
Such a treat to have two-thirds of Low Lily. Lissa couldn't make it today, but we want to make sure we pay some attention to the shows that are happening. But before we get to that information, let's hear another tune. What have you got for us next?
Great. So this one actually dovetails nicely into talking more about the solstice. This song is called Fire and Wine, and it's a winter song.
It was written by Steve Ashley, English songwriter.
Winter's coming, we live a shorter day. The sun is hunting for a place to stay. Jack Frost's fingers are in the wind. Again, ragged robin, seesawing in and half of the coconut shell. He can find the bacon rind. Hunger makes his red breast swell. Now's the time. Body, why?
Liz Simmons and Flynn Cohen in our studio on The Folk Show. We're going to return, visit some more, and tell you about some upcoming shows and hear some more music with Flynn and Liz in just a moment here at NHPR.
Hi, I'm Ari Shapiro, and I'm one of the hosts of All Things Considered. NHPR is a place that you can come to for reasoned, thoughtful discussion where you will hear multiple sides of an issue that people might feel very passionately about. And I hope that listeners can feel that when they listen to the coverage. And I hope that it inspires you to give to NHPR, because without that support, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. Please support NHPR today at nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and New Hampshire School Administrators Association, representing school superintendents and administrators, championing the education of children every day. NHSAA.org. And Woodstock Inn Brewery, featuring Frosty Goggles, an Opry Ski Red Pale Ale. Available in stores and at the brewery, WoodstockInnNH.com, powered by New Hampshire. And Waypoint, helping New Hampshire seniors to remain living in their own homes. Information on how to help at waypointnh.org. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and it's a treat to have Flynn Cohen and Liz Simmons here in our studio. Their new release is called 10,000 Days Like These, and the title track, an award-winning tune for Liz and Flynn. And Lissa Schneckenberger, who couldn't be here, Lissa adds the fiddle to your trio, isn't that right?
So, third vocal part as well.
Yeah.
And she does a lot of lead singing as well.
And she's got quite a lot of experience performing. She did a lot of work with Child Play.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. She's done work with them and Haleli. And she also is a songwriter as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She does a lot.
How many albums does she have out? She has a few, right?
I can't. Too many to count.
Four or five solo albums at least.
Yeah.
And you've been performing with her, what, since about 2015? Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. 2014. Actually, yeah.
Yeah, you came out with your self-titled Low Lily album in 2015, mm-hmm. and then that was an EP. And then the most recent one in 2018 was 10,000 Days Like These. So we're real happy that you could come in and excited that you're going to be doing the Winter Solstice shows with Matt Flinner. That's going to be happening on the 18th show in Northampton, not too far away. At the Parlor Room. Have you ever performed at the Parlor Room before?
Yes, we have. We played there about a year and a half ago with Mile 12, another bluegrass
band. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
And before then, we played with our friends the Honey Dew Drops.
Oh, that's right. We did that show, too.
Years ago.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's great. And then on the 19th in Concord at the Capital Center for the Arts, another Winter Solstice show with Matt, and that's an 8 o'clock performance. Of course, we'll be adding these to our folk music and dance calendar so folks can check it out. Now, what does a Winter Solstice concert with Matt Flinner look like? Do you know?
Yeah, so it's going to be a collaboration, but what that means is that it's going to be playing together separately and everything in between. So it's going to be a real variety of music and instruments and songs and tunes. And we've got a lot of seasonal numbers as well to kind of round it out and tie it together for the solstice.
Sure. Well, the solstice, when is that? That's on the 20th or 21st?
I think it's the 21st.
Yeah, so yeah. It'll be a real solstice show.
Exactly.
And the 21st is you're in Portland in Maine, and then on the 22nd, boy, you're busy. You'll be in Shirley, Mass over at the Bull Run. They have shows there quite a bit. We have those on our folk music and dance calendar. And then what's going on for you? You're kind of hitting the road, is that right?
Yeah, we're playing in Florida
road trip.
Month.
Yeah.
Yeah, luckily it's a air trip with a minimal amount of driving. So yeah, it's a real privileged experience for us to be able to fly to classic warm weather retreat in late January and play a handful of wonderful shows down there.
And I know you have done a lot of traveling with your music over to the UK. How long ago was that you got to do
two summers ago?
Yeah,
show off?
A couple years ago. Yeah. And then we were at in Scotland at Celtic Connections also
last year,
yeah.
And then the rest of the time making your home in Vermont, pretty much?
Yeah, we live in Brattleboro.
Mm-hmm.
Barely Vermont.
Part of the Brat Trad, is that what they call it? Brat Trad?
Brat Trad, I like that.
There's a lot of musicians in Brattleboro.
Yeah. I think that's Brat Trad, yeah. I think you're part of that, whether you know it or not, you're in
that
bucket.
Yeah, apparently we don't know it.
You're in the Brat Trad bucket.
Yeah.
When you're collaborating with folks and you're getting ready to lay tracks down for a recording, what's your mission? Do you want to preserve a tradition or do you just want to create great music?
Oh,
or both?
Geez, I think we've come at it from both angles, but mm-hmm. in terms of straight traditional music and preserving the tradition, I think we've always pretty much been on the progressive end of that, kind of doing our own thing with the music.
Can hear that in your licks on the guitar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of bluegrass guitar stuff that you were hearing. Sort of. I bring the bluegrass sauce to the band, especially when we're doing double guitars and Liz is doing a rhythm guitar. But her rhythm guitar style is very much influenced by the sort of contemporary Irish guitar mm-hmm. that plays in open tunings mm-hmm. and has a sort of lighter strumming to it, and a lot of active strumming as well and moving chords.
But I think, too, that when I'm creating new music, I think of that as being sort of part of the long trajectory of tradition and folk tradition. So even when you're creating new stuff, you're adding it to what's there.
Well, I know you, Liz, have had quite the exposure to folk musicians, you know, like Tom Chapin and even Melanie.
Yeah.
So performing in those circles.
That's right.
So you really have folk rocky kind mm-hmm. of exposure. And so would you say you bring a bit of that to what you're doing, too?
Yeah, I mean, doing the backup singing work with Melanie and with Tom Chapin and Livingston Taylor did mm-hmm. kind of expand what I can do, but also I was raised with that type of music, so that it sort of felt like coming home, like, I know how to do this.
And now you have a family of your own, is that right? Any musicians in your family?
We have a son who just turned 18, and he's a great musician, but he's not so much into performing. He does a lot of recording and writing at home, and he is destined for a career as a recording engineer.
Okay. Well, you should have brought him along. You could have set him down here.
Put him to work.
That's right. Put him to work.
Yeah, I think he wanted to stay in bed.
Okay.
Today.
All right. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests in the studio, Liz Simmons and Flynn Cohen. They are going to be doing some shows in Northampton, also over in right here in Concord, and heading to Portland, and that's going to be starting on the 18th, 19th, and 20th, also the 21st. I think I got that right.
21st and 22nd.
21st.
The 20th is a day off.
Oh, they have a day off. It's a Friday night. Might be a date night. Who knows, right?
Yeah, definitely
Hope
a date
so.
Night.
And those shows will be posted on our website at our folk calendar at nhpr.org. How about another tune?
So this is a song that I wrote with my friend Sarah Yanni, and it's the song 10,000 Days Like These, the title track from our most recent album.
When trials on earth have brought us low, our hearts are filled with grief and woe. In darkness we despair and find no cover there. All hope and joy is cast in shadow. Our long dark way is not in vain. Dear friends are at our side. We stumble blindly and afraid. Our eyes will see again. Wash my gentle rain. Our sorrows are all made right. Be in a redeeming light. it flows again, then all the world is clean.
Thousand Days Like These from Liz Simmons and Flynn Cohen. Title track from their latest album that came out 2018. 10,000 days, that's like 27 years.
Yeah, good math. That was
cool. No, I used the calculator, but 27 years. You've been performing for at least two decades. Right?
Yeah, me personally.
Together.
Yeah.
How long together?
15 years? 16 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Approximately.
What do you think you've learned in that 16 years that's changed the way you look at what you're doing together?
Well, I'll just say that the more we play the same material together, the more that we can blend vocal. The easier it is for us to blend vocally, the easier it is for us to come up with complementary guitar parts, and the easier it is to get in sync rhythmically, which is a big part of the music sounding tight when you listen to it. You know, some people have a sort of naturally casual way of playing, and that can, you know, if you have multiple people like that working at the same time, it can kind of sound sloppy if you're listening under, you know, and sort of listening.
Right, but you're not sloppy. You're meticulous, and that's what people say about you. Is that, you know, part of what, you know, an asset that you have, one of your attributes is that you are meticulous musicians.
Well, I think that, over time we've learned how to kind of blend and sync up in that way. And I also think, too, that as you grow as a musician and you're not in your 20s anymore, that you also, for me personally, being where I'm at now is about, I guess I just don't really care anymore what people expect of me or want me to be. Like, I just have no fear anymore about writing songs that I want to write. And I think they're for the people, and they're songs that people will be able to relate to. But I think, I don't know, I think when I was younger, I had a self-consciousness about I don't know, what people would think.
Expectations.
Right. Expectations, yeah.
Sure. You've grown into yourselves.
I rescued a book that you tried to throw out of songs you wrote in childhood. I'm outing you now on the radio. You didn't know I kept it. It's hiding in the basement archives right now. That I'm sure you feel terribly self-conscious about, but
yeah,
it's going to be valuable on eBay someday.
It really will. Yeah. Well, more independent music awards still to come, right?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe we can move towards some corporate music awards.
Is that what you're looking for?
I mean, I really don't. We're not actually specifically that ambitious, but it's an interesting question for musicians, because a lot of us who play in the folk circuit have a strong identity that's connected with being independent musicians. But frankly, I think, I don't know, it's not necessarily an outdated attitude, but I think there was a time when it had a lot of cachet for people. And because the internet has completely changed how people create and consume music, I think that it makes sense to think about things slightly differently.
It also has changed how you have your music heard.
Yeah.
So what is your best platform for distributing or sharing your music?
Honestly, at the gig is where we sell the most albums. Mm-hmm. People still, our audiences anyway, still like having a thing they can hold and take with them home from the gig, which is great, because we do have CDs to sell, and we have T-shirts and things like that. And it's nice that they still want to buy.
And didn't you used to have guitar picks too, or earrings or something?
I still do have guitar picks. I'll give you one. the other part of that equation is, for those people who don't listen to CDs anymore, what did they do? And I think it's the case for anyone who's, you know, been born after Generation X, that they likely don't have anything that plays hard copy recordings unless they're very hip and listen to vinyl, or even hipper and listen to cassettes. So for them, I mean, you can find all of our stuff on YouTube or Spotify and other streaming sources like that. And I have a lot of professional music friends, especially older ones, who've relied on CD sales for their livelihood while touring, who are whining incessantly on the internet about Spotify. And everyone makes jokes about, oh, well, have fun with those pennies that you're getting from your streaming income. But really, that is the future of music consumption. And so if people want to be Luddites about it for the short term, obviously up to them if they still listen to CDs. But the rest of the world is moving in a different direction, and record companies spent millions of dollars fighting against it and finally gave up. So, I mean, I love listening to the radio personally, and I love it when I'm just driving along on a Sunday and tune into your show. But also, I listen to music on Spotify all the time, and sometimes on YouTube, and sometimes on vinyl. So I'm sure everyone's got their own way. But I just figured I'd mention it, that we are available and on streaming as well.
Well, we are really glad you're listening to the radio, and we're glad that folks are listening to the Folk Show right now, whether it's listening on your car radio or in your home next to your cozy fire. Maybe you're listening online. Whatever and however you get your music, we sure are glad you're here. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and visit a little bit more with Liz Simmons and Flynn Cohen here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and New Hampshire Magazine, featuring warm, locally sourced couture, some big ideas for the state that never happened, and 20 people who made the 2019 IT List, nhmagazine.com. And adult and pediatric dermatology, offering timely appointments for comprehensive dermatology care at their offices in Concord, Manchester, and Wolfboro, apderm.com. And the Common Man family, hosting its annual holiday gift card countdown, thecman.com. Their most recent album is called 10,000 Days Like These, and we just figured it out. It's 27 years like these. Lo Lily, it's Flynn Cohen and also Liz Simmons, and also another one of their bandmates is Alyssa Schneckenberger, a fine fiddle player and songwriter. They're going to be performing with Matt Flinner in a winter solstice show, several of them, in fact, Wednesday the 18th in Northampton at the Parlor Room. On the 19th, here in Concord at the Capital Center for the Arts, on the 21st in Portland, Maine at One Longfellow Square, and then they're heading to Shirley, Mass. To appear at the Bull Run on Sunday, December 22nd. Can you play another tune for us?
Here's an instrumental that I wrote called Wonder Twin Flowers. It sounds sort of like an Americana instrumental, but it's not a fiddle tune. Somewhere in the middle there. Thank you.
Wonder Twin Flowers from Flynn Cohen, a tune that he wrote. That's beautiful. That was just beautiful.
Thank you.
Really nice. Is that going to be on the next album?
Possibly, or maybe my next solo record. We'll see.
Okay. So what is the plan? I mean, you've got this nice new album. It's pretty, still pretty fresh, and you're still out there promoting that. And possibility of more awards. You know, you just won the awards this year for the 2018 release, the Independent Awards. Plans for laying down a new CD with Lissa Schneckenberger?
Yeah, probably next year we'd be looking at recording. I just am working at the moment and working on a solo album, my first one since 2006. So that's taking up a lot of time this year.
Wow, 2006.
Yeah, I know.
I can see that album cover.
You remember that.
I can see
you know
that
what
album.
I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it's
I do.
It's a jewel case.
Yeah.
And Lissa just put out Thunder in My Arms this past spring. So this year has been full, what with, you know, all of the festivals we've been playing and then putting out two solo albums within the band. But next year, we'd love to do another one.
And so sometime after the Florida trip.
Yeah, we'll start thinking about it.
What about you, Flynn? You have some solo projects underway?
Yeah, I write music most days. And so I have a back catalog of original instrumental music. So that'll be the next recording project. I also have a big cross-country tour that I'm planning for a year from now, approximately January 2021. And so I hope to have a new record by then, or maybe I will re-release an old one.
Why not? On cassette.
On cassette.
And you can be extra
for the hipsters.
Hip.
We were talking off mic a little bit about your work with Matt Heaton. So any plans to do any collaboration with those guys?
Well, Matt and I just did our first duo tour in 6 years last month, and we had a lot of fun. So we're making plans for something in May right now. Maybe there'll be more down the road, but he's pretty much anchored in the Boston area right now because he has an incredibly successful local kids music career happening in town. So he plays most days in the Boston area, but occasionally he's willing to go out on the road for a short stint.
What is Matt Flanner up to these days? Doing mostly solo work? Is he his trio going on? What's happening?
Well, lucky for us, Matt recently relocated to northern Vermont, so he's closer by. And I had the good fortune of bringing him down for the first Vermont Mandolin Festival that I hosted in Putney, Vermont, a couple months ago. And so that was the first time we collaborated. And he, as far as I know, performs primarily with the Matt Flanner Trio, which is mostly his original instrumental music, which is super interesting.
Right, yeah.
And he's really fantastic. I think he's really one of the greatest mandolin players in the world, especially for American mandolin music, and has a really wide range of influences, not just bluegrass.
World-renowned
yes.
Matt Flanner, appearing with Low Lily this month, December 18th. 19th, 21st, and 22nd. We'll post the dates and places. Let me just give you, in case you just tuned in, they're going to be over in Northampton. They're also going to be here in Concord, performing also in Portland, Maine, and in Shirley, Massachusetts. So lots of opportunities to see the Winter Solstice show. They're going to play separately, together, and then whatever else happens, happens during those Winter Solstice shows. Is that right?
Yes, and we also have Corey DiMario on bass with us for these shows. He often joins Low Lily for the bigger shows that we do. He's Lissa's husband and also founding member of Crooked Still, who just did a reunion tour.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so he's really busy this month.
Okay.
It is.
Well, I sure do appreciate you taking the time to stop in and play music for us. You know you're welcome anytime. So solo, together, bring everybody.
The whole
family.
Okay.
It's all right. Bring the whole troop. It's always a treat to have our Brattleboro trad musicians represented here on the Folk Show. Anytime.
Thanks so much.
Can you play one more tune? Yep. One last tune from Flynn Cohen and Liz Simmons from the group Low Lily.
Lesson learned along the way. A child with a sparkle in his eye. So modified, oh, won't stay. Don't let your love pass you by. And from that heat,
Simmons and Flynn Cohen from Low Lily. Check out their website to find out what they're up to, lowlily.com, and visit our folk music and dance calendar at nhpr.org. That's also where you'll find the archived version of this visit with Flynn and Liz at www.nhpr.org. Thanks for stopping in.
Thanks so much for having us.
This is NHPR.
It's easy to remember only the heavy news that happened in 2019, but what about the good things? Like these churches who paid off the medical bills of thousands of Chicago residents.
I knew what this would mean for them, that it was a new start for people.
I'm Korva Coleman from NPR News. 2019 may almost be over, but there's still time for more good to happen. Give to this station right now.
Become an NHPR sustaining member today at just $10 a month. Go to nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the law firm of Orrin Reno, sustained excellence since 1946, offering sound judgment and a practical approach to New England's legal challenges. Orr-Reno.com. And Nancy Carlisle, Interior Plantings of Concord, providing delivery and maintenance of interior plantings for corporate interiorscapes throughout New Hampshire and CIP.biz. And New Hampshire Business Review, presenting its annual Best of Business Awards, accepting votes for favorite B2B companies in over 90 categories at nhbr.com. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.